In Chattanooga, Tennessee, Ginger Chandler believes she has a solution.
Right now, you can see a green light flashing in the rear of the light and in the rear of the firearm. It means that the gun is safe and it will not fire.
She's the co-founder of Lodestar Works, a gun company developing a smart gun.
What we know is if an unauthorized person picks up that firearm in a time of stress or they're going to do something quick, they're not going to be able to do it.
So the idea is you're the only person who can shoot this gun.
That's right. I'm the only person.
Three fail safes to make sure of that.
That's right. First, there's an app on the phone. You can see it, and I'm just going to click it. The other way to unlock it is just a pin pad on the side.
And it can be any amount of numbers or in
terms of... It's four digits. And then if you put your fingerprint on that pad, did it unlock?
No, it did not.
It did not, right?
It did not unlock.
It won't. And if I do it, it'll unlock.
Right there.
In the past, the National Rifle Association has supported smart guns, while still raising concerns about the tech becoming mandatory for all firearms sold in the U.S.